Imagine every teacher you've ever had, of all ages, shapes, and sizes. They're wearing workout clothes and straddling pillow-sized martial arts pads with grim expressions on their faces. In one room, Ken Glenn shows 20 educators how to hit.
First of all, we're going to work on palm strikes, the meaty part of your hand, palm. And you're going to work at putting the palm into the pad.
Glenn is one of the instructors at Ryan Hoover's Extreme Karate in Gastonia.
Elbows, drop it on.
Hoover organized the event. He's in another room, and he's demonstrating options for attacking a gunman bursting through the door.
You've got chairs, you've got books, you've got scissors. He comes through that door.
He makes a stabbing gesture.
Now, I can do it. Look at you cringing. I understand it. I do. This is not what you got into teaching for. I understand. But this is where we are.
His audience stands together in a corner of the room, lips clenched, shoulders hunched, arms crossed around themselves, and, yes, cringing at parts.
Nothing hits harder than the ground. Grab that head, slam it on the ground.
But everyone's determined that this is essential information just in case. Ginny Hoppe is a custodian at South Point High School in Belmont.
I just want to be able to protect myself and other kids at the school, you know, in situations that may come up.
In October 2008, the Department of Homeland Security created the handbook Active Shooter, How to Respond. It instructs the reader, as a last resort, to act as aggressively as possible to a gunman. Hoover based his seminar on this principle. Similar events to Hoover's have been held in Maryland, Texas, New York, Tennessee, and Florida, among others.
I want you to think in terms of this is a person that's come and is trying to kill you, is trying to kill your kids.
Instructor Ken Glenn, again.
You're going to do damage on this. I've showed you palm strikes, I've showed you hammer fists, elbows, you beat the head on the ground. You're going to use all those. Go, 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 go.
This is going to inadvertently just intensify anxiety and a sense of being unsafe.
Jonathan Cohen runs the National School Climate Center in New York. He worries that in the rush to prevent another atrocity like Sandy Hook, we'll sacrifice the sense of feeling safe for security. And that's going to undercut learning. Cohen says schools need to prepare for crises, but he points to social measures, in particular anti-bullying and violence prevention, as the most important. Not jumping on a gunman like Teresa Little is practicing.
Nice. Yes. Yeah, get on, get on, get on. Strike, strike, strike.
How'd that go?
It was out of my comfort zone, but I feel like I could do it.
Little teaches home ec at Forest View High School.
I'm 51 years old, and about all the activity that I do is walk. So, I'm not real aggressive, but I think there comes a time when someone is threatening me that I need to do what I can to go after them. So.
But can someone like Little actually be expected to use this training in the unlikely event of a shooting? Ed Monahan is a Los Angeles-based self-defense expert and martial arts instructor.
I think it's completely unrealistic to assume that with one training session, someone would be able to physically disarm an opponent who has the intent to kill.
Monahan has taught defensive tactics to police and DEA officers. He says it takes an incredible amount of practice to prepare for the fear and adrenaline of a real encounter, particularly an assailant with a gun.
That's why, you know, SWAT teams run scenarios, why as realistic as possible. Same thing with special forces. They have to make it as real as they possibly can, because when they get in the field and something actually happens, they've run through the scenario before a million times, and hopefully their training takes over.
But Monahan says that doesn't mean seminars like last weekend's are invalid. Some training is better than none, and it can get educators thinking about options to protect their students.
You can't just bury your head in the sand and hope that it will go away. You just have to acknowledge the simple reality that these occurrences do happen. So building an effective strategy against something like that at least gives you a launch pad.
In Gaston County, police and the school board have created a task force to update safety standards. Teacher training is one of the components they're looking at. And Ryan Hoover has been invited to speak.
Gotta go!
Get on it, get on it!
Hoover also plans to bring a seminar to Charlotte in March.
Keep striking!
For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.
Clear!
And Ben Bradford joins us now to talk a bit more about gun safety. Ben, that seminar in your story showed teachers how to fight a gunman. That's a pretty daunting concept. Is it just this instructor's idea that this is something we should train teachers, or is it more widespread than that?
It's definitely more widespread. I mean, as I mentioned in the piece, there have been similar seminars around the country, including at private schools. I don't know of any public schools doing it, but there was general agreement among the teachers afterward that it's something they plan to advocate for at their schools, along with other things that Hoover showed, like ways to lock down a classroom.
Now, most schools practice lockdown drills, just like fire drills. What do they practice?
Generally, teachers are taught to hide students in their classrooms, close and lock the door, and move everyone to the safest part of the room. Now, I talked to Captain Bill Melton of the Gaston County Police about what that means exactly.
We're saying an area that provides maximum protection. I don't know what that would be. Every classroom environment is different.
Do you give them examples of what that might be?
Not at this point. Not to my knowledge. That hasn't been done.
You can hear in Melton's description one of the big criticisms from the self-defense experts I spoke with. Current lockdown procedures are vague, and they don't match what we know about how shooters operate, and sometimes they even defy common sense. When I was at the seminar, Hoover read out one Gaston County protocol that says if students are outside and a shooter enters the building, they should go back inside and lock themselves in a classroom. Now, Hoover says that's ridiculous. Get away from a building with a gunman in it.
What were some of the other ideas they bounced around?
They also talked about how schools could add basic security to classrooms, like deadbolts to the door, for instance. Now, both Gaston and Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools are in the process of updating their security procedures. For CMS, that's mostly adding security cameras, fencing, and intercom systems, making sure no one unwanted gets into a school in the first place. In Gaston County, Captain Melton, who we just played a clip from, he's the co-chair of a new safety task force, and they'll issue new standards in March.
WFAE's Ben Bradford, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.